You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody, to the 10th anniversary program here on Blog Talk Radio. I am very pleased to announce that I am the longest ongoing psychic call-in program live from Las Vegas. I've hosted the program since 2003. I was on the various AM airwaves here out of Las Vegas and then moved the program to Blog Talk Radio on March 27th, 2010. So this is 10 years. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Who's this?
Mona, it's Scarlett. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scarla. What's your question for me today?
Okay, so this is what's going on. I'm going to tell you briefly. I remember I told you that I'm living with my parents, and my dad's an asshole, and he kicked me out yesterday, and I don't have nowhere to go. So I am with this guy named Daryl, and I have a three-year-old. I just want to see if he's somebody. I'm going to start crying. I'm sorry. If he's somebody that I could be safe with or don't even go with him, find help somewhere else.
Okay, so it does not say that you're in any harm at all right now. One of the things that I would highly recommend, though, that you do is reach out to either Safe Nest, just because they offer counseling services in Las Vegas, and or the Salvation Army, because they also offer resources that you might not be aware of.
I did already. I have a lady that I called and everything, and I've been leaving her voicemails, and I'm going to tell you this. People are such, like, I call my pastor, I have ICLV, Pastor Goulet. Nobody has reached out to me. Nobody.
Okay, you have to be persistent right now. There's a lot of people that need help. You have to be persistent. Now, I'm telling you, where you are right now is actually safe. That's what this says. The thing is
yeah,
that...
Yeah, but my dad...
Okay, well, I don't care about your dad. What I care about here is you being safe. What it's saying here is that there's something that shifts for you within the next 7 days. And it talks about you being honest with what you really want moving forward, which is part of what this trying time is all about, of you being honest with yourself of what's most important to you.
But do you think, okay, if I were to leave with him, because it's causing problems with my asthma, me fighting with him, I have high blood pressure, I don't want to get in a physical fight with my dad again. I can't do it.
All I'm trying to tell you is what it's saying here is there are resources to you that you're not taking advantage of. Shade Tree, Safe Nest, both of those offer the kind of counseling and guidance that you're looking for right now, not necessarily a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing here is, do you get on the other side of this, and are you okay? Yes. It's exactly what this is saying.
If I leave with him, if I go with there, he's providing, he said, I'll go with you. Come
right,
with me.
And we're asking more than one specific question, Scarla, so I've got to let you go. I gave you some resources. I hope that's helpful. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, another 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Who's this?
This is Christopher.
Oh, hi, Christopher. What's your question for me today?
Hey, with all the craziness in the world right now, I was curious how this was going to affect me financially.
Well, so here's the thing. What I get with you is that you're being shown how to take your happiness and your your priorities seriously right now. There's a card here right smack in the middle of your reading that talks about staying very disciplined with your own emotions. Don't let yourself go off into cray-cray land just because the environment around you is not as beneficial or as supportive as it could be. Because what it's saying here is by putting yourself in the spotlight and going inward, everything changes. As a matter of fact, there's a wonderful relaxation meditation this afternoon, I believe starting at 6 p.m. Pacific time, through a group called Danius Dynamics. If you Google them or go on my Twitter page, you'll see that I follow them as well. But Danius Dynamics, they are actually hosting a free Zoom meeting today at 6 o'clock to help people relax and get inward. And what it's saying for you, Christopher, is it's time for you to go inside where all your power is. One of the things that I want you to remember is that we can see infinity every day, all right? And the way to see infinity is by closing your eyes. And when you close your eyes and you look up and you look down and you look right, you look left, you don't see any boundaries. That's infinity, right? What it's saying for you is that this is a big lesson specifically for you to realize that you're creating your reality. Now, what happens outside of you, it's something to be aware of, but it's more important right now to go inward and actually allow your power to go from in out, not out in. Do you see what I mean?
I do. The interesting thing is I have a strange sense of peace. I don't feel real panicky or anything.
Well, the media is doing a marvelous job at making everybody afraid.
Yes.
And I know that that's not a very popular opinion of mine, but I'm telling you that if you really look at the numbers and you really look at the fact that, yes, we have to be more careful, I'm totally on board with people being more careful, but the way this has been magnified and the way that it is destroying small businesses right now is just awful.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So, and it's because of media fear. Now, granted, you know, one of the things I absolutely love about a quote by Mr. Rogers, and boy, I'm dating myself by telling you this, when things are awful, look for the people that are helping. Look at who's
helping.
I love that. Okay? Now, with you, Christopher, what it's saying is it's saying to take your sense of peace personally. Turn off the TV. Because what the reality is, what you're doing right now to go inward and help create a sense of peace, if more people would just sit still and actually concentrate on the word peace, everything would shift. Because what I keep getting here is that, yeah, we're being shown a whole different way of how to connect with infinity, how to connect with spirit, how to connect with the universe, how to connect with other people. And
this is to bring us together.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is that when people go into fear, they shut themselves off from opportunity, right? When you go into a sense of peace and love and that everything is perfect, for us to realize whatever our next lesson is in this lifetime. And that's part of the reason why I'm bringing up Danius Dynamics, because this seminar is offered for free for everybody tonight at 6 o'clock. Danius Dynamics. It's run by a woman by the name of Tammy Reutemann, who's clinically licensed and has worked as a counselor for her whole career. And she started Danius Dynamics specifically because she wants people to get into their place of power, which is inward. So so what it's saying for you, Christopher, you're going to be fine.
Great.
According to this, you're going to be fine. And sometimes it's just about taking a really big, huge step back and realizing what's most important. That's how everything
that
shifts. So, all right, thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Call today. See you later.
Have a good
okay,
one.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 267 area code. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hello. I'm Donna. Thank you for taking my call. I'm Donna from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Any question?
Right. What's your question?
Okay. I wanted to know, how do you see my love life in the near future?
Let's see. So I'm actually seeing two men here in your love life. The first man is somebody who's incredibly intelligent. He's somebody that, you know, he's got kind of that genius IQ where he comes up with brilliant ideas almost on a daily basis. He's just got a way of looking at things that's from a very high perspective. This one I really like. What makes this one different than any other relationship, Donna, is that this one is not based initially on a sexual attraction. It's based on an intellectual one. And so what it's saying here is that there's going to be a bit of an offsetting here, because this would be a guy that if a beautiful woman walked up to him and started flirting with him, that would get his attention. But after he got past that, his next question will be, well, what else do you have? What else you got? All right? This would I really like. But he's going to be different than anyone you have ever, ever, ever been with before. Then there's another man here that's coming up that's it's a very emotional contact, maybe even a very sexual contact. The thing is that with that one, you're trying to change him. So what's interesting about this huge contrast you have between these two men, one being very intellectual and likes you for being you, and the questions and the conversations and the dialogue that ultimately will lead to an intimate relationship, and the one that started out as an intimate relationship that you're trying to actually connect with intellectually. It's very, very interesting what's going on around you according to this, Donna.
Oh, okay. Well, the first man that you brought up, I know who that is. Do you have an initial or?
All I'm telling you is if you haven't met him yet, then he's about to come into your life. The funny thing is I get the initial W for like William or Walter, and he doesn't go by Bill, and he doesn't go by Walt. He would be somebody that would use his whole name. But I get the initial W, so I don't know if that's a first name or a last name, but that's the initial that has rushed into my head when you said that. What's interesting here is that you do not meet this man any usual way. This is not a man you meet on the internet. It's not a man you meet, obviously, at a bar, certainly not at this time in our decade. But I'm telling you that you meet this man through a connection that you wouldn't normally expect. And it could be because you meet him through a Facebook group that, I don't know, maybe you may play bridge or you play chess. What I'm getting is that this man is super smart, and what happens is he really turns your head. So, all right, I hope that helps, Donna. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to. So there's a caller here that I'm not going to take. Because a couple of years ago, this particular number said something very nasty on the air. So you know who you are, so I'm not going to take your calls. I'm just letting you know. All right, I'm going to go to area code 412. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, how are you today?
Great. What's your first name?
My name's Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. What's your question for me today?
To know, will me and Jason get back together?
Let's see. Okay, so we may have talked about Jason before, Keisha, but what
mm-hmm.
I'm getting in your reading is that you can do better than Jason.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, because here's the thing, is that you have a card here that says you're mature enough for an amazing, wonderful, fabulous relationship. Then you have a card here of knowing that you can attract to you the exact kind of man that could love you to the level that you could love him. But what it says here about Jason is that all he is a cause of pain for you. Because,
yeah.
Yes, you can see his potential. Yes, you think he's something special. But I'm telling you, he's never going to be, in my opinion, good enough for you. You are out of his league. And I don't mean that in an egotistical way at all. What I mean is that you have the responsibility and the resourcefulness and the education and the experience and the maturity to actually be in a relationship. And he does not.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
See ya. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've got somebody here from the... going to go to area code 231. Hello, 231. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. What's your question?
I have a question, just general, something I need to know.
Okay, well, so that's why people actually call me for a full reading, because I go into a big old tangent when you go into that vibration. That's why I go for specific questions. Because when I love that you asked that open-ended question, but that sets me off on a tangent that I can't tackle in the next 10 minutes of my program. So what's your specific question?
All right. I'm working on getting a house. How's that coming? How's that look to you? Moving. Getting something bigger.
Okay. Hold on. So it's saying that the big power months for you for a new place to live are between May and August. And the interesting thing is saying be very, very disciplined with your emotions. So one of my clients has actually been going back and forth about buying a new house. She keeps falling in love with a house, and then it gets close to actually closing, or she actually gets it, and then it falls out. So one of the things that I want you to do is I want you to be very business-like, very controlled. Do not let your emotions run away with you when you find this larger place. Because according to this, you will find the larger place by staying very disciplined with your emotions. And I'm actually seeing that between May and August of this year.
Okay.
So
that
yes.
is so helpful.
Do I see that happening? Yes. Should you rush out right now and look? No. I would wait. There's going to be a big transition that happens once the weather really starts to warm up, all right? The reason I say that is that people are going to be more active between May and August when it comes to big moves. And remember that 2020, the year 2020, is a foundation year, which means what you do in this year sets the tone for the next 10 years. And with this drawing us up by the short hairs virus out there, it is definitely making us look at our priorities, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what it's saying for you, gal pal, is it's saying that I want you to look at what presents itself almost organically to you between May and August. So it could be you find the place in May, and it could be that you keep going back to it or comparing other places to live to that. And then you finally, because it's on the market for a little while, make an offer that's accepted. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 863. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Julia from Florida.
Oh, hi, Julia from Florida. What's your question?
Love. I want to know if 2020 is the year that I'm going to connect with a love partner.
So here's the interesting thing. You are incredibly picky about a love relationship, and you should be incredibly picky about a love relationship. There's a man here that is on sort of your peripheral of acquaintances. He's somebody that you haven't taken seriously or even maybe even noticed, but he's either a friend of a friend. He's somebody that is around you that I really like. He's very, very easygoing, prefers to spend time outdoors. So for him right now, the ability to go outside and do things like take a bike ride or go hit golf balls or whatever it is, he's kind of in his element. Here's the interesting thing about why he's coming towards you. You're going to put your judgment and expectations on the back burner, because this is not a man that is usually in the kind of ballpark that you would find yourself attracted to. This is somebody very different, all right? The power months for you for a new relationship are June and July this coming year. But the biggest vibration to take on is two things. First, be open to receive your blessings, because the universe is trying to connect you with somebody fabulous. That's the first thing. The second thing is watch out for anyone who can't seem to let go of the past. So that could be a message directly to you, or it's a message directly to the people around you, which is a little bit more global. Watch out for the people that can't seem to let go of the past.
Okay.
All right. But there's a man here, and I'm going to say it this way. There's a man floating towards you. And you just have to stay out of your own critical way to let him do it.
Okay.
All right,
well,
my friend.
I'm glad he's out there. He's
by
coming.
The way, you don't end up alone.
Oh, gosh, I hope not. And congrats on 10 years. Woo-hoo.
Thank you for saying
go
that.
You.
All right, talk to you later.
All right,
okay,
thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Melvin from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. What's your question for me?
Okay, my question is about my health. I've been having some issues with my breathing, and I went to the doctor, and they gave me something for antibiotics. But I just want to know what you're picking up on that.
So remember, I'm a psychic, not a medical professional. So anything I tell you here does not replace anything a medical professional would tell you. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just so you understand. What it's saying here
is
that it's saying that you're getting very honest advice from someone that really cares about you. So I'm wondering if you might be allergic to things in your actual environment that are in your living space right now. So I don't know if that's dust. I don't know if that's mold. I don't know what is going on in your living space. But it's also saying here, lots of water, lots of deep breaths is what I'm getting. That you literally have to get past your own discomfort and start taking huge deep breaths. But the biggest thing I'm getting for you is allergies. So you may ask your physician if it's possible for you to have allergy tests, because it could be dust, it could be mold, it could be something in your environment that you're not, your body's not agreeing with. It could also be something you've become allergic to with what you're eating. There are people out there, for example, Melvin, that they eat shrimp their whole life, and then suddenly they find out that they're allergic to it. Do you see?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Say that again.
I believe it's this apartment where I'm living in.
Yeah, it could be.
It's like
and the
I'm
thing
suffocating.
Is that, well, yeah, then it sounds to me like you might see if you can have a way to get it cleaned. And it could be from maybe the help of a local community center that can help you do that. But what I keep getting in your cards here is that the environment you're in right now is not comfortable for you, and that you're going to have to do something to shift or change it. And one of the things I would highly recommend is opening all your windows and wiping everything down. Of course, we are also in allergy season right now, where spring is blooming things. So you may have that piling on top of it. All right, Melvin, thank you for your call.
Okay, thank
you. See
you
later.
Ms.
Okay,
yes,
bye.
Ma'am. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.